Governor Dennis Dugard says South Dakota is in good fiscal shape overall. He says the state has balanced its budget honestly.
We've made structurally balanced budget the norm. We've used one-time dollars prudently, ensuring they don't become an ongoing obligation. We've paid off even more debt. We have a state pension fund that's over 100% funded. That's a rare thing in today's world. We've memorialized financial practice improvements in statute. We've put those things in statute to help guide our state for the long term, even when we're not here anymore. These practices are all paying dividends.
Dugard says those dividends include extra one-time monies and rainy day funds that have helped the state meet critical needs and remained fiscally sound even through the last recession. For the first time in 3 years, Governor Dugard says South Dakota's budget may be able to handle additional Medicaid patients. He says if things work out, he'll look at including eligible state residents into Medicaid if they make too much for traditional help but still don't have access to health care.
My budget proposes $373 million of additional federal fund expenditure authority and 55 full-time equivalent employees to handle the new eligibles. No state general funds are proposed. I also want to be clear, this is not a done deal. Our talks with the federal government have been promising, but there is still work to be done, and there's still the potential for this to fall through. Expansion costs must be covered by our current general fund budget, or I will not support it. HHS and IHS must do what they need to do to make this work. Our tribes must agree with these changes. And I will not support expansion unless you support it also.
Democrats, like State Senate Minority Leader Bernie Hanoff, praise Governor Dugard for supporting expanded Medicaid. Hanoff says the move will save lives and money. But Democrats criticize Dugard for not expanding Medicaid sooner. Democrats say the state gave up a chance to recoup millions in federal tax dollars while covering up to 55,000 South Dakotans with no cost to the state through 2016. Here's Democratic State Representative Peggy Gibson.
So in the last 3 years, by not expanding Medicaid, we have seen at least 300 South Dakotans die. So by not expanding Medicaid for the last 3 years, there's been an actual death impact in our state for South Dakotans. Plus, I feel that we would have had $1 billion injected into the state's economy. That would have turned over about 7 times, and I think our economy would have grown even more.
Dugard says the state can offset current and future costs of expanded Medicaid if the federal government lives up to its treaty obligations.
If a Native American who's Medicaid eligible seeks care, the Medicaid program covers that care, and if it's provided through Indian Health Services, Medicaid is reimbursed 100% from the federal government. In the most recently completed fiscal year, IHS spent $69.2 million providing health care to Native Americans who are also Medicaid eligible, 100% federally reimbursed. That's how it's supposed to work for all Native Americans. But it doesn't always happen that way.
Dugard says currently, reimbursement for a Native patient is reduced if the care is not completed at an IHS facility. He says it's a long way from being realized, but the state would be able to cover more if federal officials take care of all Native American health issues, no matter where that care takes place.
Now, I know some of you are not excited about expanding Medicaid, and I still share some of your thoughts. It bothers me that some people who can work will become more dependent on government. I hate that. I hate dependency. It bothers me that a single adult could choose to go on Medicaid rather than work a minimum wage job to qualify for insurance on the health insurance exchange. But we have to remember the single parent with 3 children. Between work and child care, a parent in that situation sometimes can't work enough hours to get insurance. They simply can't pay for it. They can't exceed the poverty line, and they can't get subsidized coverage. They just can't insure themselves at all.
Governor Dugard also spoke on education, another major budget issue. But after the Blue Ribbon Task Force spent months examining education in South Dakota, Dugard says people have to wait until January to learn more about his proposals for school funding. Dugard's budget includes a 0.3% increase for education. He says he's working on plans based on a report from the Blue Ribbon Education Task Force. The governor says he'll reveal those during the State of the State address next month. Republican State Representative Jacqueline Sly co-chaired the Blue Ribbon Task Force.
A lot of what we have included in the recommendations is policy, also looking at a change in the formula, but that isn't really a budget. There will be additional revenue requested or talked about or as we work through that. But I'm fine with him mentioning it, knowing that there'll be more in the state of the state.
The task force final report says South Dakota schools need a minimum of $75 million more to bring the average teacher salaries closer to neighboring states. Democratic State Senator Troy Heinert was also part of the Blue Ribbon panel. He calls education funding the elephant in the room.
You know, nobody really knows what the governor's plan. I sat on that work group as well. I know the recommendations that we had sent, and we weren't all happy coming out of there. We didn't have full consensus there. So we'll see what the governor's plan is. We'll have to make our decision and look and see if we submit another plan or what we can support and what needs changed.
The governor also addressed higher education funding. College students will see a tuition freeze if lawmakers approve his budget for the next fiscal year. The governor says state leaders should pay debt for schools and state colleges. That way, instead of making bond payments, organizations can keep the money and avoid increasing tuition prices. Dugard says that starts with a 2.5% increase for the Board of Regents, plus almost $3 million more to freeze tuition.
By using one-time funds, as I said, to repay Board of Regent bond debts, thus eliminating the bond payments they're making. For the technical schools, I'm proposing 2.7% increase. And, as with the Board of Regents, using one-time funds to repay technical institute debt so the avoided payments can be instead used to freeze tuition.
Dugard says paying down debt saves almost enough to keep the cost of college steady. He says the state needs to add about $425,000 to make it even. Democratic State Senator Billy Sutton says he supports a tuition freeze. He says the move makes higher education more affordable and attainable.
You know, that's a big deal. Anytime we can freeze tuition and try to make the cost of going to higher education a little bit cheaper for our students in South Dakota is a good thing.
The Dugard budget also increases salaries for state employees at just under 3%, plus extra increases to move some employees to market value. The governor's budget includes about $16 million for a number of miscellaneous items, like maintaining state buildings and maintaining health care in the State Department of Corrections, plus an expansion of drug and DUI courts. Governor Dugard says the state has $60 million in one-time funds available for the next fiscal year. He says much of that should go towards debt reduction. Other one-time expenditures include about $2 million to the Native American Student Achievement Fund, plus another $2 million for the need-based scholarship endowment. Dugard also proposes adding about $2 million to the Wildfire Suppression Fund. Governor Dennis Dugard says he's basing the state's annual budget on growth estimates from South Dakota's economic advisors.
The moderated forecast is closer to recent trends for employment and income growth, and that moderated forecast was used to develop the revenue projections I'm going to be presenting to you today. We expect continued economic growth, but at slow and steady rates over the next 2 years, not accelerating rates.
Dugard says the state will add about 6,000 new jobs annually. That's a job growth rate of about 1.4% in the coming years. He believes the state will see lower farm income due to a softening in commodity prices projected in the coming year. Agriculture is South Dakota's number one industry, and Dugard says a slowdown in farm income means less spending overall.